The word of God before us today is printed for you, from John. The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." So far the word of our God, and you may be seated. Jesus, whom had already been identified as the Lamb of God, was on his way to Galilee. And what an incredible day this was for Philip. God's writer John tells us that Jesus said to Philip, "Follow me." Jesus found Philip. This wasn't a game of hide and go seek. It was spiritual warfare. When this word says to us that Jesus said to Philip, "Follow me," and Jesus found Philip, it's talking about Jesus bringing Philip to himself. It's talking about the Holy Spirit being involved in the message of repentance and forgiveness for Philip, of rescuing him from lostness, of bringing him into the light, of enrolling him in God's body, causing him to be a worker in the kingdom. Wherever there's a spiritual relationship with God, it is Jesus who initiates that. It is Jesus who is the source and the strength and the fountain of that. Later on in this same gospel, Jesus would tell the disciples that he chose them. They did not choose him. All of us in this sanctuary today, in this chapel, who call ourselves disciples, we too readily confess it's not by our thinking, it's not by our choosing that we have become disciples, but rather that's God's doing. He's the one who rescues. He's the one who secures our salvation. All of us here would say, "Yes, Jesus, you chose me. I didn't choose you." Today we have the chosen among us. You'll see them listed on the back of the bulletin. They're being recognized today because of some milestone in their life, the way in which they have served in their vocations and in their calling, the way in which they have served students here, you in this chapel, and many others before you, and also those who will come. We thank them. We especially thank our Lord for giving them to us, for giving them the strength and the ability to serve in the way that they do. They're the chosen today in that sense. Some of us haven't been chosen for much of anything. I can remember being in grade school and being picked the very last for a team. Maybe that's happened to you here on campus. You've been picked the very last one for a project or for a team or for an event. But no matter if you have a PhD or a GED, no matter if you're just scraping by or you're living high, the Bible makes it clear that God has chosen us in his Son. God has chosen us, brought us to himself, reconciled us, As a matter of fact, the whole world through his Son. Jesus won our salvation, didn't he? He proved that in his death, dragging our sins with him right into the grave. And in the resurrection, he announces to the world, not guilty. This is the Jesus that Philip followed. Now listen to what happened. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." I'm pretty bad at putting puzzles together. It's not what I long to do. I'd rather golf, to be honest with you. My wife is really good at it, and she's helped the grandkids as well. Some puzzles are really tough because the whole thing looks the same, very small pieces. And Philip here, who had the pieces of the Old Testament, the prophets spoke about the Messiah who was to come, and they identified what he would do and who he would be, where he was born, and so on. And so the Holy Spirit helped Philip put that puzzle together. And he came to recognize this Jesus of Nazareth. He is far more than the son of Mary. He is God's son. He's the promised one. He's the fulfiller of every promise that the Old Testament scriptures have made. He was filled with this good news, and he reached out to Nathanael, and he wanted him to know the same truth, the same forgiveness, the same merciful God. But Nathanael wasn't so anxious. He kind of blew him off. Thought it wasn't quite so important, so valid as to what Philip was saying. But Philip spoke some powerful words, lessons for us. Come and see. I want to talk about those words for a moment. Come and see. When you come to chapel, invited here every morning, and more than that, come and see. What do you see? Well, you see people. You see works of art, religious works of art. They speak a message to you, don't they? A good message. But far above what we see in people and in pulpit and in altar and in paintings, we see a crucified Christ, don't we? We see that in artwork, but more we see it in the message. Chapel's all about a message, isn't it? I'll admit to you today that my hands are filled with concern today about my health and wealth and politics and the weather, my spouse, my children, my grandchildren, the congregation that I serve, and Bethany College. Those are things of life, but we all know there's but one thing that we need. And that's the message that you come here to see and to hear. That message is all about a person, a very special person, virgin born. He's the one who grew in favor with God and man. No sin on his hands, none in his eyes, none in his mind. Flawless was his behavior and his conduct. But he above all knew what it would take to rescue the likes of us, to rescue Philip and Nathanael and all people. That was his blood, given in death. And so he closed his eyes in victory and came alive again to go about to his children to say, "Don't be afraid. You have my peace. The victory is won." Jesus is portrayed as the ladder, the link between heaven and earth. If you read on today from this lesson, you'll see that. He gathers us up and takes us day by day in repentance and forgiveness of sins and walks us all the way to heaven itself. Come and see. When you come to chapel, we above all want you to see this Jesus. When you come to chapel, you're also going to see people. You're going to see God's body gathered here to hear about that special person, their Lord and their Savior, Jesus. Today we also gather here to rightly honor God's people for their works of service. God brought them here. God gives them the strength day by day to do what they do. And as we thank them today, we also thank our Lord this day. Come and see. Do you know someone said that to you? For most of us in this chapel today, it was probably your mom or dad, or both. They said, "Come and see." And so what did they do? They brought us to the baptismal font, didn't they? And there with water and word, we were found. We started to follow Jesus. Forgiveness of sins was bestowed upon us. A relationship was initiated and created. What a day that was for us. Since that time, the Holy Spirit has kept us following Jesus. He does that through the message, doesn't he? The message of Christ in printed form. He reminds us of our baptismal life day by day. And for adult Christians, he gives us the supper, doesn't he? His own body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins to keep us following him on our heavenward journey. Philip was put in that great and glorious army of God's workers, and every Christian, in a different way, steps in that army. We are God's ambassadors. God's story is spoken by us, preached by us, lived out by us. So our message to the world is come and see. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. First of all, I want to thank Pastor Eckhoff for his message this morning. 4 times a year, the Board of Regents of Bethany Lutheran College and Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary meet on campus to develop and monitor policies and procedures of the college and the seminary and help us chart a course for the future. We do that on an annual basis. And it is always at the February meeting that we take a special time to recognize those people who have served their Lord in the college or seminary for an extended period of time and to mark those special milestone anniversaries. And so that's what we're doing here this morning. There's a lot of other institutions that do this sort of thing, but I always marvel every year the special nature of the people that serve on this campus. The heart that they have for the institution, the heart that they have for the students, and it's reflected in the number of years of service. I didn't bother to add it up this year because I don't think my calculator goes that high. But when you combine all the years, it's really a remarkable set of people that serve the college. And so we will recognize them this morning, and following that, we'll have each of them come up, and I would ask for you to hold your applause until everybody's up here, and then we can recognize them. And then we would invite you to join us in the great room for a reception for those people, and then we ask those that are the honorees to stay here just for a second so we can get a group photo. I've asked the chair of the Board of Regents, Pastor Herb Huntercook, to hand out these acknowledgments. I'm sure he was wondering last night as he came up, flew in from Kissimmee, Florida, how good of an idea it was to be having a Board of Regents meeting every year in February here in Mankato, but hopefully he'll be able to bear with us. So there are two things that are in the folders that these people will be receiving. One is this document here. Let me just read this. Bethany Lutheran College or Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary, Mankato, Minnesota, in grateful recognition for the service to Christ and His church, Bethany Lutheran College presents this token of appreciation with a prayer of thanksgiving to, and then the name and then the area that they serve, who has served Bethany for the past number of years, presented this the 8th day of February 2010. There's another something that's inside that recognition piece that's of monetary value that we thought we'd do something different this year. Maybe we'd make it inversely proportional to the number of years that you serve. No, it is indeed proportional, but it's just a small token of our great appreciation for the service that you provide to the college and to the seminary. So with that, I'll ask the following people to come forward. William Bukowski, Professor of Art, 30 years. Professor Mark Harsted, Religious Studies in Hebrew, 30 years. Stephen Yeager, Vice President for Student Affairs, 25 years. Lois Otto, Housekeeping Technician, 25 years. Professor Lyle Jones, Health and Physical Education, 20 years. Lance Schwartz, Director of Marketing and Public Relations, 20 years. Professor Mark DeGarmo, Religious Studies, Latin and Norwegian, 15 years. Professor Julie Keir, Mathematics, 15 years. Lynette Merseth, Executive Assistant to the President, 15 years. Gina Molstead, Admissions Secretary and Data Specialist, 15 years. Paul Wold, Bookstore Manager, 15 years. Glenda Basso, Meyer Hall Administrative Assistant, 10 years. Professor Chad Hines, Biology, 10 years. Chris Johnson, Director of Studio Services, 10 years. Professor Tiffany Young, physical education, 10 years. Mark Meyer, manager of academic computing, 10 years. Professor Jana Molstead, business administration, 10 years. Daniel Mundall, chief financial and administrative officer, 10 years. And David Norris, coordinator of publications, 10 years. Please join me in recognizing these individuals for their years of service. Again, on behalf of the college and seminary, thank you for your service. Kathy and I have the opportunity every year at this time to have this group over to our house for dinner, and what's said at the Bruss home stays at the Bruss home. But we do have a wonderful time and get to hear a lot of amazing stories during that time, and so I always look forward to that. Anyways, at this time, we asked you to join us directly for reception. Thank you.